It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amy Bell. She's the principal at Castle Valley Center, and today is our school district update, and that's the school we're going to be discussing. Now, you know, a lot of people, the principal and I were talking before we came on the air, and she was saying that, you know, a lot of people call and have questions about how the school runs and those kinds of things, so we decided we're going to handle part of that today. And then another part that's kind of an exciting program there is their new transitions program, and we've got, it sounds like, 8 graduating this year from Castle Valley Center.
We do.
So we're going to talk all about that too. Amy, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Great. Glad to be here.
So let's talk about, first, I always like to, when we start with school district interviews, how are things going at Castle Valley Center?
Things are going great. It's a great time of the year and starting to be spring, and so lots of fun activities towards the end of this year. We'll be doing some field trips and getting out with the better weather.
I was going to say, it's getting close to the end of the year, and they can feel it.
They can.
It's getting close to being that time. So let's talk about it, because Castle Valley Center is, I guess, and I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, Castle Valley Center is one of those schools in our district that is different, but it's not that different, really.
Right. Well, our school is a what they call a special school. Most people don't know that students with in special education can receive services from ages 3 to 22. And so our school actually has students from 3 to 22. We have a couple of different programs. We have a preschool. There's preschools in the district, but the ones at our school are for special needs students. We have a transitional kindergarten program for students who just need an extra year or some developmental concerns, that they do a year in our transitional kindergarten and then go out into the regular kindergarten programs the next year. We have our school age program, and then this coming fall, we're going to have our transition program. But the thing that I think most people don't realize is that every student in my school is on an IEP or has special education. So it is not open to just any students. It's for students with significant disabilities who really have a higher level of care and need. And we're able to do that at the Castle Valley Center.
So what is, for those that may not know, what is an IEP?
An IEP is a part of a special education program. So you qualify for special education. There are certain areas that you can qualify. We do that all over the district, identify whether students qualify. We have testing procedures. And what that is that you have a disability and that meets the criteria that the federal government sets out. And if you have a special education qualification, then you have what is called an individualized education plan. That's what the IEP is. And so we help individuals who have disabilities be able to access their education.
And so really what that does, yeah, like you said, and it's right in the name, it individualizes for that student.
Exactly.
This is the things that we're going to work on with this student, or this is maybe their strengths or their weaknesses, those kinds of things.
Absolutely. And at the Castle Valley Center, most often, those needs are significantly higher. And so we really provide a high level of services. Not that we don't do that in the regular education programs. They receive services there also. So it's based on their disability and what their needs are.
Okay. So you were saying that you get quite a few different phone calls too. And that one that you just kind of covered is probably one of the main ones that you
right.
get all the time.
Right.
What are some of the other questions that people may have about Castle Valley Center?
A lot of people think that our school is an autism school. It is not an autism school. We do have students on the autism spectrum, but we also have students on the autism spectrum in all of the other schools also when they're served there also. So just having an autism diagnosis doesn't qualify you for my program, and it is most often not appropriate. Again, it's for individuals with significant disabilities in my school. So that's probably the most frequent one. A lot of people think it's for behaviors, that if you have behavior problems, then that's a place. We have great people in the regular programs that help and serve students who have behavioral challenges, and they do a really great job of that. We also have students who have behavior challenges, but that's not how you qualify to get into our school.
All right, so if someone, I guess, and this is how we'll wrap up this little section, if someone has concerns with their child or would like to see if maybe the Castle Valley Center is right for their child, what do they need to do?
The first thing is if they are under special education, they already qualify for special education, they should go back to their special education teacher and discuss that with their school team to do that. I'm always happy to take calls, and I talk with people about that, and we discuss that, and we review their student. And if they don't fit our program, I try to connect them out to the other schools or wherever they can get those needs met.
Okay, so the best, you're probably the best contact point, or the school itself, sure. And then you guys can kind of push people in the direction that they need to go.
Yes. I'm also the special education director for Carbon School District, too, so I I do that in addition.
You kind of cover it all.
A little bit.
All right, so let's talk about this transitions program. When you first started talking about it, it seems like it's a very exciting program and an exciting thing for you and for Castle Valley Center as well.
Absolutely. It's great for Carbon School District. So because of that broad range, 3 to 22, you qualify for special education. And we have some individuals who still receive services after 18 or grade 12. If you graduate from high school, that you'd no longer require or qualify for special education services. But we have some students in the district who are not on track, who are on a separate track. We have an alternate track, maybe are not completing high school graduation components. And so they are on a certificate of completion. And then once they reach 12 grade and they're complete with that, what we've been doing in the past is they've just stayed at the high school or stayed in our program past that. They will still be in our school building. We'll take some other students from other schools, the high school, that meet that criteria. But the purpose of that program is now you're finished with your school age program and you're ready to transition into adulthood. And so the focus of that program is how do we help these individuals gain skills, maybe to do some pre-employment or to do daily living or independence. How do we help them access their community on an even greater level than we already do at the Castle Valley Center? I mean, we do that right now with all of our students, but that's really the focus.
And that will start next fall.
It will start next fall. And so because of that change, we have just in our school eight students that will be graduating this year from our school age program, getting ready to go into transition.
Into transitions. Well, you know what? It always sounds like you guys are busy. You always got a lot of things going on at Castle Valley Center. So I appreciate you taking the time out to come and talk to us today. We've been speaking with Principal Amy Bell of Castle Valley Center. If you've got any questions about you or your child's development or anything like that maybe goes on at Castle Valley Center, give them a call. They're more than happy to help you and direct you in directions that you might need to go into. Principal Bell, thank you once again for coming in today.
Great, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.